Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Troyer, and I want to welcome you this morning to Small Business Survival Conversations. And I'm here with my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Morning, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we have a special topic for you, small business automation tools. We're all small business owners. We need to find ways to get things done more efficiently, quicker, and still have them show quality. And there are lots of tools out there for you to look at. We're not making recommendations today, but we are making you think about what you can find out there to help you be faster, quicker, better. So let's start, Anna, with productivity software, unless you want to offer something at the front end here.
Well, let's dive right into the productivity. The only thing I would like to add to your introduction, Michael, is a lot of times when we think about automation, small business owners are thinking about, oh, that is not pertaining to me. It's for the large companies. However, you as a small business can automate, and that's what we are here to tell you. And in fact, when you automate, we mentioned it in the past, but that we will repeat it today, you should automate the ordinary and focus on the extraordinary. So if you can automate some of your tasks, which are mandate and you're doing it day after day, that will free some of your times and that will increase your productivity.
And we don't like to hire a lot as a small business owner because that's an expense. So these things can save you from having to add that next position for a little bit longer.
I know that a lot of them, Michael, you mentioned about the productivity software like Office 365. A lot of business owners do have that. For some of you, maybe it's expensive. So you may be using the G Suite, which like it's the Google package, and they have like a free version of the Word, of Excel, all these staples for Office productivity software. However, we want to add a few things on your list to be more productive. Calendly. I use Calendly and I really love that software. Again, there's a lot of software out there. So we wanted to encourage you to look for whichever suits you best. But we just wanted to share with you, if we use certain product, how do we use it and what do we automate with Calendly? Instead of going back and forth asking when do you want to schedule an appointment, the person gives you some dates and times and you give them some dates and times and you are ending up like 3 or 4 emails back and forth just to set up a time. Where with the Calendly, they have a free version. You can put together a calendar of available times. You can just send them, the person who would like to make an appointment, your link to your calendar. They can go ahead and set the time and the date it's comfortable with them. And the best of it will automatically put that on your calendar, Google Calendar. If you're using Microsoft Office, they have a lot of integrations. So it will remind your person that it's upcoming meeting with you. It will remind you. So everything is done. It's just click of a button.
And you know that person in your office who helps to keep you around your calendar to be sure you're not missing things and you're getting things on your calendar. Now that person can do the extraordinary, because the ordinary setting appointments is taken care of by Calendly, which is a takeoff on calendar. Another one is Boomerang, Anna. That's for scheduling and automatic reminders. That sounds good for me because I'm always double booking myself.
Yeah, I love that, especially if you're using a Gmail account. You just can put some of the emails you want to follow up at a later date. You can use this Boomerang feature and it will send it back into your inbox and remind you, hey, you have to pay attention. It's kind of, if you're using Outlook, you know, you have sometimes you have to flag, but you know, it's the best part with Boomerang, it sends it back into your inbox, the date you pretty much you require. So there, I mean, there is a lot of other productivity software, but I think we should move also, you have to consider a client communication and email marketing.
Yes, that's another big challenge. It's so important to be on top of your communications with clients, to be quick about getting things done. Maybe you have to send out repetitive emails, or you have to be sure that you've not missed something that you need to send out. So the number of tools that Anna has experience with, and I have a little bit. The first one is MailChimp.
Yes.
What is MailChimp?
And they have a free version on MailChimp where you can set up a lot of reminders. You can also put together your newsletter. And you can utilize this as a limited version of CRM. CRM is like a customer relationship management system, which we recommend that you should look into that. There is HubSpot, also Constant Contact. There is a lot of variety of client communication. You should look into that. But I think, Michael, one of our favorite one, and I know you just mentioned to me, is adding to this client communication and email marketing, you should consider utilizing Grammarly, Michael.
Yes, because I think often we judge people on how well written their emails are. We don't think about it, but when somebody sends me one with lots of misspelled words and maybe sentences aren't complete or finished, what makes us think a little bit about that client or that person. And from spell check to things that like Grammarly does, it helps to catch those things you're not going to see. We get so close to our own words, sometimes we miss things. We don't see it. And Grammarly has the power to pick that up and say, oh, wait a minute, double check here. Back to thinking of Office 365. God bless them for their spell check. And they're doing some of that. But here's Grammarly to provide even more support in that. Worth doing, worth looking at. Improve your appearance to your clients. If you can spend money on a website and on promo material, look good in your emails. So make use of Grammarly.
Absolutely, Michael. And the next one, we want you to make sure that you have enough cash flow. So let's look at some of the billing, because sometimes manually creating and issuing invoices for every client, it's a pain process. So we recommend that you use more of a cloud-based accounting application, like we're talking about QuickBooks Online. That's what I'm using, a lot of accountants are using, but there is some other platforms you should be checking: FreshBooks, OfficeWise, Shoebox. So you will have some automation opportunities when you're using some of this software. For example, you will have an auto creation and issuance of invoices, auto notifications for payment reminders and late payments, extremely important for your cash flow, auto processing of payments made via credit card. You have a report, expense report, all these things you're getting from one platform.
And think about it, the opening title we used was Small Business Automation Tools. And Anna's just taken you through a quick list from a billing standpoint of things we can automate so they remind us or they get done without our having to worry about it. That's freeing us up to do other things. So that's the beauty of these automation opportunities, from whether it's QuickBooks Online or the Shoebox or OfficeWise, all good things to explore. Worth a little bit of time on your part as an owner to automate these pieces so that they don't fall off your desk, so to speak, and you forget to get them done. What wonderful tool. They're going to free up time, help you get other things done.
For some of you, customer service is extremely important. So sometimes manually tracking customer support requests and overseeing their accounts and relying on disorganized emails and, you know, when did you respond? Didn't you respond? There are right now a number of help desk software. You should look into that. Some of them are like a Freshdesk, Zendesk, Team Support. Again, you should go and investigate for yourself, but that will give you a lot of freedom. Automatically, it will automatically send template responses to customers. The customer will feel that, hey, they care about me.
Mm-hmm. I've got one friend who will send out a note. I've seen your email. I will get back to you at 3 this afternoon. Just the power of that automation. Say, I'm not ignoring you. I know it came in at 10 this morning. I'm tied up till 3, but I have that automatically templated so that they know I'm paying attention. Software sometimes suggests potential solutions based on the nature of the text that came in. So there's a lot of artificial intelligence buried in some of these software pieces that can be valuable.
And the last one is like making it, because if you're using different platforms, you want to make everything coherent and every platform to talk to each other. And there is platforms like that. So Zapier is one of the famous one. You have a Microsoft Flow. You have What If, that's a free platform, then, you know, that's another platform. What If Then? So all these different platforms. But today, our main mission today is not to overwhelm you with automation tools. We want you to sit down and write your whole process and see where you can automate and free some time.
If I didn't have to do this all the time, I could get something else done. This is such a repetitive, regular thing that I do. And I don't want to do the ordinary. I want to do the extraordinary, to use Anna's words. So I'm looking for the ordinary. I can hand off in this case to some automated software instead of hiring another person. So this is powerful stuff. It's worth some time on a weekend to play with some of the software and see what you like. Try it out, especially when it's free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And tell us, share with us, what is your favorite automation tool? So we can have another episode with some of your recommendations.
We'd love to hear that. Yes, thank you. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.